You are listening to KVNF 90.9 Paonia, KVMT 89.1 Montrose, and on the web at kvnf.org. It's time now for Free Range Radio. I'm Donna, and we also have, as the worm turns, we have Lance on the line. Good morning, Lance.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Good. Thanks so much for calling in and catching us up with what's happening.
Yeah, what's happening out there?
Yeah, so I want to, you know, just in case we have listeners that aren't aware, Lance Swaggart is an incredible organic gardener who lives up LaRue Creek outside of Hotchkiss, and this feature of As the Worm Turns happens to provide us with information regarding organic gardening techniques as well as kind of timing of things and that sort of thing, so... That's your introduction, dude.
Yeah, really. Okay, so what am I doing these days? I'm making lots of compost.
Don't you always make lots of compost?
Yeah,
I mean, why is that something different?
Yeah, well, it's I don't make compost in the wintertime, which is most of the time what most people do. I keep on making compost and into the fall, and then I just let it sit. I take a break.
Okay.
That's it. But anyways, most people make big piles and let them sit all winter and take it out, screen it or shred it in the spring and spread it for their garden then. And I do have a big pile that's wintered over of finished compost, and then I keep on making it. And it will slow down. I do three or four big piles the first part of the year, and then I go back just to 2 to 3.
Uh-huh.
And stuff like that. So
okay.
So that's what I'm doing there. And then the other one is I planted carrots, Danvers half-long carrots. I planted Detroit dark red beets, daikon, big long white daikon, and New York early onions. And those are all planted for seed crop. So I stored those all, and then I dug them up last weekend, and took the best ones.
So those are already in full. Have you planted any of those same vegetables by seed yet?
No.
Okay. Okay. At night, it's covered.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And what they'll do during the night. And there's sorry to say because it's on the amount of onion, the seed I will get that beets, I know that the beets will probably produce about 2 to 3 gallons of seed.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, after they're cleaned.
Uh-huh.
And the carrots will probably that many, I would say probably 3 to 4.
Okay.
Gallons.
Wow.
And they won't be completely clean, but they'll be as clean as I need them.
Okay.
And the daikons, that's not that many, so they'll probably be more like a quart of seed.
Right.
But of course, that's going to last.
Yes.
I haven't grown them for 6 years, so you can. Oh, and I still
okay.
have them.
So. Oh, okay. So the seeds you're growing do last a good long while.
Yeah. The onions, that will be probably. And the onions are relatively easily to clean, so that'll probably be a half a quart,
okay.
Could be a pint or so.
Okay.
But that's, you know, that's thousands of seeds.
That's a lot of onions.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All right.
Other things that I'm doing in the next few weeks, I know people want to plant peas, so I'm going to be planting peas. At a bed where I planted all those carrots for seed, on the sides of it, I'm going to put peas and harvest those just for eating, fresh eating.
Uh-huh.
And then once those carrots are tall and starting to bloom, all the peas will be done.
Right. Okay.
Take those out. So I'll get two crops. I'll get a seed crop and a pea crop off the same spot.
Uh-huh.
And then the other thing, this is something in the planting, companion planting book, carrots and tomatoes are supposed to be a good...
They like each other?
Like each other. I just haven't completely figured it out how to do it, but I'm going to have this early bed of carrots. Which I'll plant probably in 2 weeks. And right down, when it's time to plant the tomatoes, I'm going to plant those tomatoes right down the middle of that bed.
Okay.
And by the time those tomatoes are big, most of those carrots will be out of that bed.
Okay, so they won't be too shady.
No.
All right.
Yep. And let's see, what else am I doing here? Oh, and the main thing I'm doing is soil prep.
Right, getting everything ready to plant.
Yeah, getting beds ready, rows ready, weeding the grasses and, you know, the annual weeds that come up during the, you know, they blow in, the seeds blow in, and they come up in the wintertime, and then those kind of things are all getting weeded out. So
right.
I'm already weeding.
Right. Well, you know, you got to get that taken care of to get
mm-hmm.
ahead of the game.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that's fantastic. Let's see. Now, you mentioned when we talked yesterday there's something else coming up that you're going to be doing?
On this April 17th, which is a Thursday, and the following Thursday, the 24th, I'll be doing seed-saving classes at the Hotchkiss Memorial Hospital. I'm sorry, I'll get the time, but we tentatively said 4:30. But
Hotchkiss Memorial Hospital, probably the hall.
Hotchkiss.
As part of the library series.
Yes.
I hope you're not anticipating something else.
No, the Hotchkiss Library.
Okay, right. So at the library as part
and
of their series.
And I'm at Memorial Hall, guys, in two different places.
No, yeah. I know.
But that's good.
There's
that's
no
good.
Hospital in Hotchkiss, so
no.
That would be a challenge. Okay, great.
Yeah.
And then we also talked about you, because this is Pledge Drive, that you were willing to offer a premium.
Yeah.
So for a $100 pledge, we can hook you up with Lance, and he will take you through his garden.
Yeah, give you a personal tour.
Right. And I have to say, if you have any inkling or basic interest in gardening, this is something you really need to see, because Lance's garden is truly, I can say this with, you know, out hesitation, a work of art. It is amazing and astounding, and it'll being able to be in the garden and see what he does will inspire you and amaze you about the possibilities of what can happen with gardening, his integration of fruit trees and vines, and, you know, I assume that that's a permaculture kind of thing, where and then how he grows other things between and within those, the artistry of where he puts flowers and how everything just grows together is truly a work of art. And so I really want to encourage you to give a call here, 527-4868, 1-866, KVNF Now. Throw down that $100 so that you can have a personal tour. And you'd tour a whole car full of people, right?
Yeah, five,
right.
Five, 6 people. That'd be good.
Yeah, so
yeah.
Five or six people.
Yeah.
So you can gather up a group of your friends. So if everybody pitches in, you know, $10, $20, and you got it covered.
Yeah,
so,
really.
Yeah, so great. So we appreciate that support, Lance. And as always, thank you so much for your sharing your knowledge so freely.
You're welcome. And everybody have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Thank
okay.
you.
Bye.
Bye.